At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Okay, Bach. You can move around. There you go, Bach. Get a little groove right there, Bach. Good job, Bach. There you go, Bach. Oh, I'm feeling that, Bach. All right, Bach. We ready to go? We ready to go for the intro now, Bach?
Yeah, we're ready for it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, we're turning
here
this down a little bit before we get to
here's the intro.
This is going to happen. Here, here we go right here.
Brothers and sisters, there are lost souls, and there are souls who have lost. They've lost something valuable, something precious, and they lost it with one out in the bottom of the eighth. There is pain. But we do not need to struggle with the pain anymore.
No!
No, sir, for redemption comes in many sizes and shapes, and tonight it comes to us in the shape of a football. The Patriots are our salvation. They are reviving the glory and the righteousness of 2001. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah!
But what then are these Broncos? The Almighty may have struck down 2 of their quarterbacks, but he has also blessed them with the advantage of altitude. Thin air, nowhere, I don't care. Suck it up and play a game.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, are you prepared to release your pain?
Yes.
Are you willing to keep the faith?
Yes.
And are you ready for some football?
Yeah. See, that's how that was supposed to go.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's how that was supposed to go.
Get you fired up.
Yeah, I mean. Get a little fired up, actually.
Preach.
Okay, so let me get to the text message before we go to the next subject at hand. Mr. Aaron Davis, yes, I said 1,000, sir, and I'm not sleepy. I'm wide awake. I've been there. Bring it, AD. I need that, man. Need to invest that, man, in gas. Taz says, what does it teach our kids and the future of our country? Absolutely nothing. That we might have to ban football because we got parents that can't even teach them how to be disciplined enough to accept defeat. You got to accept it. You got to accept defeat, not just let me, you know, not, no, you cry every time you lose. No, you don't. That's why there's no crying in football.
Even if the refs, I mean, sometimes you're facing the refs. The refs might blow it. Like you said, they're not making the most money in the world.
They might
blow the
game.
They're learning, too.
What is it going to do for you?
Yeah.
Especially in Little League. Even in the pros, guess what? They still get paid. Who cares? I can tell you right now, NFL players, for the most part, do not care whether they win or lose. They don't. They care what that paycheck says on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And when you pick up the first one, most players that play in the NFL, after they pick the first one up, it's like the cheese and butter line. When you go, when you know, like if you had to go to the university to pick your check up, certain place, if I had to come here and got, if I had a hard check from here, I have to come here. If we all had hard checks from here, mm-hmm. The first check is always the best one because some of these guys are picking up $289,000 checks. You never see them again. Us little guys that were just picking up a $12,000 check, guess what? We were in the cheese and butter line again. It was a lot smaller, but we were still there. Okay? We got to stop it. We have to let kids understand it's just a game one. And, man, this is for the kids, man. And adults, we cannot be the people who are losing our cool, running around doing stupid stuff because we're mad at the refs didn't make the right call. These guys are dads, these refs. You know what I mean? Jay Gates. I want to get Jay Gates on. I got to call Jay, see if we can get him on today. If not, we'll get him on this week. But he's a ref. You know what I mean? And just talk about the pressures of being a ref. We wonder why there's a shortage. One, they don't get paid well. Two, they have to deal with parents or unruly coaches. I've been on both sides. I'm telling you, both sides of that. I've been at a field away from my home field, and we got no calls. Meaning, every time we scored a touchdown, they called it back. That means we scored a lot of touchdowns because we still won the game. But my point is, they were calling them back. Now, in Little League football, is that many holds? There's holds on every play in Little League football. You let them play. We're talking 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds. Mm-hmm. We're not talking grown men. We're not talking high school football. It's not regulated, even though it is by a league that – it's not regulated. Yeah. That might be ran by dads and former refs or whatever. But my point is, I wouldn't want to be a ref right now. You'd have to pay me at least $100 a game, maybe more to deal with what I deal with. Are refs going to have bodyguards and security there at the games? Because I can tell you now, in Omaha, there's some high school games in Omaha because Omaha's not off the hook. Okay, mm-hmm. There's some high school games last year and Little League games that the police was there before the game started because they knew it was going to be something. Now, we talking North versus Central. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. This is foolishness. Foolishness, man.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Backdrop of the story, Willie, is like I said before. I think I gave it earlier, right? Mm-hmm. I gave the backdrop. Football game or a Little League football game in Texas, Lancaster, Texas. The team that lost, their coaches, parents got upset at the refs. They're coming at the refs. And then the opposing team, probably home team. So, you know, these refs, you don't – if you're hosting the game, the last thing you want to do is a team that you just beat, allow their parents and coaches to attack the refs. This will even make sense. And then the head coach gets killed. I don't even want to talk about it because it's so on my heart because I've been there. I've been there, man. I've coached Little League football for, 11 years of my life, okay? And I've been there. And the last thing you would ever want to do, and I can't even imagine. I mean, it's come close to fisticuffs but never fist thrown. Mm-hmm. But a gun? Being drawn and then fired with kids,
yeah,
mamas, daddies, grandpas, grandmas.
Over a kid's game.
We got to stop this, man. This is foolishness. If I'm leagues now, what I'm doing is I'm saying the first time that you get out of line, you're out. That's it, and that's all. The first time your daddy or mama gets out of line at a football game and talk to one of my refs, your son is off and out. Goodbye. You got to start, listen, it's just like practicing in the heat. You got to start calling people to the carpet or they're going to keep on wanting the cold and the cool. Listen, if you work outside, people that work outside understand what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. People that work inside all day, take them outside. I guarantee they don't want to be out there more than an hour.
Oh, yeah.
That's just how it is.
That's me. I don't want to go
out there. C-Bock. Appreciate you. C-Bock.
Yeah.
Bock, you know, you go out there and like, do I got to work in this? It's 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Or do I got to work in this? It's raining. We shouldn't work in the rain. Guess what? I hope it rains tomorrow so they got to practice in the rain. You never know. It could be raining in Dublin. It rains a lot in Europe, right?
Yeah.
Man. So the backdrop is, the backdrop to the story is basically that happened. They got to fighting, and the head coach gets shot in broad daylight at a freaking kid's game. Golly. I mean, 11 years of my life, I've ran two different organizations. Nebraska Warriors, thank you to Amon Green for supporting our team back in 05, 06, 07. And then I came back, and thanks to Bo Pelini, we put something together at Abbott Sports Complex where I ran Nebraska Football Academy for kids for 4 years. And let me just tell you something. And we were pretty good. We were pretty good. So when we went into different places, sometimes it was hostile environment. But I always told my kids this. Listen, it ain't the refs. Stop blaming them. I told my parents this. It ain't the refs. Okay? We're going to win or lose based on how we practice. If you don't like the way we practice, guess what? Take your kid off of my team right now. There will be no one that will talk to the ref. This is understood by my parents. Mm-hmm. See, head coaches, heads of leagues got to get this situated with parents first. Because those are the ones who are bringing little Johnny to practice. They're bringing little Johnny to the game. They're buying little Johnny's cleats. They're watching all the football and thinking little Johnny one day can turn out to be, I don't know, Adrian Martinez. They're hoping. So the last thing we need to do is teach. This is ridiculous on all levels, and I think we got to nip it in the bud by telling these parents early and often, if you clown at a game, you will be banned for life out of this league. Period. Because this is ridiculous. Anyway, drumstick, hey man, run the ball. He was talking about when I was talking about run the ball. I want to definitely run the ball. 7754 said it's sad because those kids are going to be traumatized for the rest of their life because of that. Think about that. Let me put you deeper. The head coach had a son that played for the team. Let me say that one more time. The head coach that was shot and killed by an opposing team's, I don't know if he had a son over there or not. He had a son. So his son had to watch his father, who was coaching his game, get shot and gunned down at a game, man. It's a game. Ain't no crying in football. Is that Christopher Lloyd? Was that Christopher Lloyd?
Was it? I don't know.
I don't know who he was, but he was one of the he's an actor that I like. Same actor that was the dude in what's the flying car? Back to the Future.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was him. That's him.
Okay, yeah.
That is Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, that's Christopher Lloyd.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Christopher Lloyd. 7754.
Doc Brown.
Doctor. I found out. I was like, so what we're gonna do is we'll start doing a little competition all month long. Where basically we're going to see what was the best. Because later on in the show, we're going to play the actual Monday Night Football opener. And we're going to vote. We're going to have you guys out there in Ticket Country vote on the best one. And then I'll have, you know, we'll have some fun with it. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, www.wingstop.com.
That's right.
If you hungry, it's 10:45. Guess what? I get to pre-make you hungry now. I know you're hungry. You can go to one of our three locations, man. 50th and O Street. You can also go 29th and Pine Lake Road. And if you're really snazzy or you're in North Lincoln, 28th and Superior. Grand Island, we got y'all too. Wingstop from the Wing Esper. It's Bach. It's the captain. The ticket. 93.7.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.